Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with J.D. Alexander, the NCBA. Back with J.D. after this.
It's coming up Saturday, May 5th at 1 p.m., the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Drought Reduction Female Sale at the ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Now, the sale will feature 220 head, limousine, limb flex cow-calf pairs, and the offering includes 60 heifer calves with several of those show heifer prospects. For more information, call 580-597-3006 or go online to hallchr.com for a complete catalog. The Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Drought Reduction Female Sale, May 5th at the ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
How much does tobacco really cost?
And annually, it costs Oklahoma more than $1 billion in excess medical costs.
With illness, grief, when do we say enough? We all pay the price for tobacco. To find out more, visit stopswithme.com.
Agriculture continues to celebrate the word from the end of last week when the U.S. Department of Labor announced the withdrawal of the proposed rule dealing with children under the age of 16 who work in agricultural vocations. They indicated that, to be very clear, the regulation will not be pursued for the duration of the Obama administration. J.D. Alexander, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, one of many agricultural leaders, saying it's about time that the Obama administration got it right on this particular decision.
This administration preaches about the need to repopulate rural America. This can only be done by encouraging the next generation to work on farms and ranches. It cannot be done by promulgating regulation after regulation, because this ultimately sends the signal that agriculture is not important to this administration. Yeah, we are thankful they realized and acknowledged their mistake and pulled back this regulation. This is not the first time crazy regulations, though, have been proposed and then pulled back once the consequences were fully understood. Best example of this is the Department of Transportation, when they were essentially attempting to require every farmer and rancher to have a commercial driver's license. They eventually pulled that back when they realized just how ridiculous this rule was. You know, common sense is not too much to ask for. Why must we continue spending time and resources pushing back on this regulatory rampage?
And this concept of lack of common sense was amplified by Congressman Denny Rehberg from Montana in a news teleconference with the NCBA this last Friday.
Frankly, the Secretary of Labor, who comes from Los Angeles, did not understand the issue. And initially, when we started questioning the, I can't say it any other way, but the intelligence or the common sense value of a regulation like this, it was falling on deaf ears. There is, frankly, a disconnect between not necessarily Republicans versus Democrats or red state versus blue state, but one of the things you notice more than anything that's going on in Washington, D.C., is the canyon that is developing between urban and rural. When you have a president from Chicago and a secretary from Los Angeles involving themselves in an agricultural issue and not having initially discussed the issue with anybody from the Department of Agriculture in Washington, it became very apparent that there was a disconnect, and therein lies a lot of the problems that happened in Washington, D.C.
And Congressman Rehberg says that he'll hold the Obama administration to the promise of not bringing this issue up again. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, May 5th, Glover Auctioneers presents the B&E Cattle Company's replacement female sale. Now, it's going to start at 11 a.m., 3.5 miles east of Duncan, Oklahoma, at the Chisholm Trail Agri-Service Center. Now, selling over 400 high-quality cow-calf pairs, including more than 200 three-year-old quality Angus females. For more information, just call 580-467-5462, or you can go to auctionzip.com. That's auctionzip.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.